meant to be me, Harvey. Whoever came through that door intended to kill me.
Jerry, please. How is Laura, Doctor?
I'm afraid I can't do anything for her, Harvey. She's passed on.
Oh! Laura. Laura, darling.
You'd better not touch the body, Harvey.
Oh, leave me alone. You've done enough already, Dr. Prizing.
I beg your pardon?
You'll have a lot of explaining to do when the police arrive, Doctor. I'll tell them how you ran away from me out there before the lights went out. And how you were here in this room when they went on again.
Harvey, don't say things you'll regret later on.
Just a moment. Where is the cigarette case Laura had in her hand when the lights went out?
What cigarette case?
You know the one I mean, Dr. Prizing. The gold one that was charred in the fire.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
I have. And if you're as innocent as you claim to be, you won't mind being searched.
Not at all. Go right ahead.
I will.
Whom are you calling, Geraldine?
The police. I can't understand why they haven't arrived yet. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Maybe something's happened to them on the way. Maybe their car broke down.
Their car, too?
Huh?
Nothing. Only it seems as if your car is the only one that works when you want it to.
Headquarters.
Oh, Sergeant. Sergeant, I can't understand why your men aren't here yet. A murder's been committed.
Do you think you've been calling the police department all this time, Mrs. Reeves?
David's music.
It's 10 o'clock, Mrs. Reeves. You have 2 more hours.
Jerry, are you in your room?
Yes, Harvey. What is it?
This is our chance, Jerry. We've got to run away from Dr. Prizing now, while we're alone.
Yes, of course, Harvey, but how will we go?
In my car. It's just... Wait a minute. Listen.
What is it?
It sounds like footsteps in the living room. Prizing must be in there.
No, I saw him go outside. He said he wanted to see if he could find the dog.
Well, there's someone in there. I'm going to find out who it is.
Be careful, Harvey. He may be standing just outside the door.
Yeah. All right. You stay behind me.
Is anybody there? Is anybody in the living room?
No. There doesn't seem to
be. Don't go at me, Harvey.
Oh.
Well, Dr. Prizing, you've been standing at this door with your ear to the keyhole?
No, not exactly.
I thought you were supposed to be outside, looking for that dog.
I was outside for a while. But I saw someone moving around in here, so I came back. When I got here, your wife's body was gone.
What?
Gone? Laura's body is gone?
I assume that it's gone. It's not where it was on the floor.
But how could it? Look here, Pricey. You were alone in this room.
And so were you. After I left. Wasn't it, Geraldine?
Well, yes, now that I think back, he was.
Certainly. What's more, Geraldine saw me leave the house. And when I left, the body was still here. After that, I don't know what happened.
What are you driving at?
Draw your own conclusions. I've drawn mine.
Why, you...
Harvey, stop it! Stop it!
I'm sorry, Jerry. I just...
The dog again.
Yeah. I can't understand why you didn't find that dog, Dr. Prizing. He must be right out there where the old house used to be.
Well, if you think you can find him, why don't you go? Good heavens, man.
What?
Look, there's a fire burning out there.
On the grounds of the old house.
Prizing, you started that fire yourself, and you're burning Laura's body in it to cover up your crime.
Harvey, where are you going?
I'm going to the fire, Jerry. I've got to stop it. I've got to put it off.
I'm going to lose my mind if someone doesn't stop these awful things from happening. Won't anybody help us?
Easy, Geraldine. The man who hopes to kill you was trying to break you down first. It's part of his plan. Here. Take a sip of this brandy. It'll help you.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, really. I just don't care for any brandy just now.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I just don't...
You fool. Do you think I'm trying to poison you?
I don't know what to think.
Here. Give me that brandy. I'll drink it myself. There. Believe me now?
I don't believe anyone.
Listen to me, Geraldine. I'm the best friend you have in the world right now. You've got to understand that, because there isn't much more time. We've got to get away from Harvey while he's still out there.
What do you mean?
Can't you see? He's trying to kill you.
That's a lie.
It isn't, Geraldine. Harvey's the one that's lied to us. He and Laura both. They intended to kill you when the lights went out. But in the darkness, Harvey made a fatal mistake. He thought it was you he was strangling, not Laura.
I won't believe
it. It's the truth. They never drove across that bridge at 9 o'clock tonight. They've been here on the island all evening.
How do you know?
Because we saw that bridge with our own eyes. And I saw it again just 5 minutes ago. It's still down.
You're lying.
Come out and see it for yourself.
You're just trying to get me out of this house.
Stop being such a fool. Here. Take this gun. If it'll give you any security, take it. And hold it in my back while we're out there. But for heaven's sakes, let's get away from Harvey while there's still a chance.
All right. Give me the gun.
Here.
Now you keep in front of me all the time. And I'm warning you. If you make one false move, I'll kill you in cold blood.
You see, Harvey and Laura were lying to us. The bridge is still down.
You're right. They couldn't have come across that bridge.
Of course not. The only trouble is, we can't get back over it now either.
We've got to get away, Doctor, now, before we're seen.
What about that house at the other end of the island?
People are away.
But they might have a boat.
Yes, of course they do have a boat. We can row to the mainland. Come on, quick.
All right.
I have a feeling we're being followed.
It's your imagination. Hurry, Geraldine. Hurry.
We are being followed, Doctor. But behind us, there's a man with a dog.
Good heavens. It's just like the dog you owned. The one that died in the fire.
Yes. And the man... it's Dave.
We've lost them. Lost them in the woods.
They can't be far behind.
It doesn't matter now. The house is just ahead.
But the boat, Doctor. The boat's not at the landing.
It must be.
Well, it isn't. Can't you see it isn't?
Perhaps it's around and back.
No, that side of the house faces the road.
Then we'll have to break in and hide here until morning. Our best chance is to be inside, where we can protect ourselves. After all, you still have a gun.
But I hardly know how to use it.
Then give it to me.
No.
You still don't trust me, do you?
I don't know, Doctor. But I'm the one who's been threatened, so I really should have the gun.
Very well. Wait here. I'll break through the window and come around on the inside.
Oh. Did you hurt yourself?
No. I'm all right. Just wait there for me and I'll unlock the door.
Oh, hurry, Doctor. Please, hurry. They're on our trail again.
Come inside, Geraldine. Quickly. And lock the door behind you.
What's wrong, Doctor?
Nothing's wrong. We're in luck. There's a phone here. If it hasn't been disconnected. Hello. Hello, operator.
This isn't the operator. Tell Mrs. Reeves it's 11 o'clock. She has one more hour to live.
I won't leave this house. I'm not going to run away any longer. If they're going to kill me, let them come here and do it. Only, for heaven's sakes, why don't they do it right away? Why don't they come here and get it over with instead of waiting until 12 o'clock?
Geraldine, please.
Well, I can't stand it any longer. I'd rather die than go through any more of this torture. I just can't.
Sit down for a moment. Relax. And try to ease your mind.
Oh, for... What are you doing?
Playing the piano. I thought it might relax you.
But that melody. You. You're the one I hear at night playing David's music. Playing it right here in this house.
Yes, Geraldine. I've rented this house to protect you from David and the dog.
Well, stop it. Stop playing that piece. Stop it. Now, stay where you are. Stay...
Don't be afraid. I won't harm you. As long as you have that gun. But the gun won't stop David.
David's dead.
Is he? Listen. He's right outside the door. And in a moment, he'll be here to take you with him.
No!
Yes, Geraldine. I've come back to see you. In spite of everything you've done.
Stop!
You killed me, didn't you, darling? You started that fire because you knew I was too much of an invalid to get out of bed.
Stay where you are!
You hated me, Geraldine.
Stop!
No. Your bullets can't harm me now. Nothing you can do can harm me. Because I'm dead and you're still alive.
Oh, David. David, forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing that night. Please, please believe me. I was sorry as soon as I started that fire, but it was too late then. I couldn't put it out. I couldn't.
How dare you? How dare you ask my forgiveness when you're still lying?
But I'm not lying. I'm not. I told you everything.
Why didn't you tell the police?
Because I wanted to live.
You'll confess everything now?
Yes, David. Yes, yes, I will. If you'll only leave me alone, please. Please. It was my cigarette case Laura found in the water. I'd thrown it over the bridge that same night after I took it out of the fire.
Well, I guess that's all we need, Harvey. A full confession with two witnesses.
Harvey!
Yes, Geraldine. I do look like my brother in this dim light.
Oh.
And the dog Laura's holding outside is the same breed as the one you own.
Laura! Laura! Did you say Laura was alive?
Very much so, Geraldine. It wasn't hard for me to pretend being dead, with the doctor keeping you away from my body.
Then you were all in this together. You forced this confession out of me.
Yes, Geraldine. The blank cartridges Dr. Prysing slipped into that gun of yours really turned the trick. Oh, excuse me. Hello. Oh, hello, Inspector. Yes, it's all right now. You can hook the wires up again. She's told us the truth. And you'd better get to work on that bridge right away. It's still down.
What an outrage, all those opportunities for murder and not a drop of blood spilled all night long. Oh, well, some days you can't lay away a corpuscle. Well, it's time for me to join the moonbeams now. But before I leave under a cloud, before I'm missed, I thought I might pass on the moral of tonight's story. If you must light a fire under your husband's bed, be careful where you drop the ashes. By the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is Puzzle for Puppets by Patrick Quentin. Well, now it's really time to close that there squeaking door until next week when Colgate Tooth Powder brings you another Inner Sanctum mystery. So until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Remember, another Inner Sanctum mystery next Wednesday night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.